Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Steve Dale joins us, the certified animal behavior consultant. He's the host of Steve Dale's Pet World, and then he also does Steve Dale's Other World. You hear him Sundays on WGN. Hi, Steve.
Hey, John. Thank you for the nice introduction. And by the way, talking to you, I'm so honored to do it. It's like going to a very nice restaurant. So I'm dressed up. I've got a suit on, tie, all that.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome.
There's two biting dog stories in the news, and I don't want to get into the politics of the players here. I'm more interested in the dogs. Are there times, Steve, in your experience where some dogs are biters and they're almost impossible to stop from biting?
The answer is going to surprise you, but the answer is yes. Those dogs are the exception. So most dogs, I'll back up a little bit, that are aggressive are actually fearful. And using patients, psychopharmacology that we have available for us today, getting expert help from a veterinary behaviorist, a PhD certified applied animal behaviorist, or a dog behavior consultant such as myself, usually, in fact, nearly always, those dogs can be managed. At times, what we also have to do is manage expectations of individuals who have those dogs, and let's be safe. Let's, when the dog is out in public, put a muzzle on the dog, that kind of thing. Very, very few dogs need to be put down because they are aggressive. What makes matters worse, however, oh boy, this is a, I'm diving right into it. This is a tough topic, but I'll say it. And others who do what I do know it. Some people say it, most don't, is that some animal shelters, desperate to meet numbers, particularly some no-kill facilities, will hire trainers to, quote-unquote, fix a dog, and they have a certain period of time to do it, say a week or 2 weeks, whatever that period is. That trainer is working on numbers and will use electronic collars, shock collars, in other words, or other punishment-based methods that actually do... you could put the genie in the bottle, so to speak. The cork's on, but the cork's going to blow off at some point. And unfortunately, some of those dogs are adopted in the homes, particularly homes with children, thinking that dog is, quote, fixed, or not even at times, telling the prospective adopters about the previous history of the dog, and now they have a more serious issue. It's one reason. I'm not sure it's a significant reason, but it is a reason why dog bite numbers are actually up.
I didn't know they were, but so some of these trainers might suppress the dog's behavior, but eventually it resurfaces. And you said that most of the dog biting incidents or dog biting dogs do so out of fear. That's interesting to me, fear.
Yeah, these are dogs that either are not socialized very often, that's number one, and just don't know what to do in the environment that they're put into. And when they're taught what to do, or we can adjust their brain chemistry, which is so terrified. Listen, if you are absolutely terrified of something, John, for example, we're on the 18th floor of WGN. So if I open a window, we can't open the windows there, but if I could, and if you're wearing suspenders, which you rarely do, I believe, I can hold you out the window 18 floors up by your suspenders and say, oh, I've got a problem. It's an accounting problem. Can you figure that out? It's hard. No, it's impossible to learn when you are fearful. So what we do is we adjust the brain chemistry so now it's possible to learn, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, it does, although that's the craziest analogy I've ever heard. But so, but you're saying that maybe so dogs can be given pills to human beings get psychopharmacological treatments. You can give your dog pills for aggression like that or fear?
Yes, that's simply yes, and behavior modification goes with it.
Yeah.
So then the dogs have to be taught.
All right,
okay,
this is. Let me ask you this, Steve. Though, do you think that these dogs that do bite out of fear or whatever, is it because they were born that way, or because something happened to them in their lives that causes them to be fearful?
Number one reason is they're not properly socialized when they're very young. The importance of socialization among puppies cannot be understated. But sometimes something does happen to exasperate or create a condition, and there can be a genetic predisposition. So all of those are possible,
yeah.
But number one on the hit list is just the lack of socialization.
We're talking to Steve Dale, who you hear Sundays on WGN Radio. He's the Certified Animal Behavior Consultant. Steve, if my dog is a biter, maybe it's a new dog we've acquired, maybe it's a puppy, but should I hit his nose with a newspaper? What tricks do we do? What do we do about that?
Well, that's what you might have done 30 years ago,
yeah,
but no.
Yeah.
Doing things like that makes matters worse. So if the punishment comes from the person the dog is living with, then the human-animal bond is fractured, probably on both ends. But certainly that dog has no reason to trust that person or understand at all what I did wrong. If the dog is aggressive, and I don't say this for all behavior problems, so if the dog is needs some help house training, I can help you on the radio. I can help you by having a conversation with you. With aggression, you likely need hands-on help from an expert, beginning with your veterinarian. Because as we talked about today, there are pharmaceuticals that can help.
So is that the preferred route? Like if Joe Biden's dog evidently has an issue. A couple dozen times they say he's bit Secret Service agents. I've heard sometimes they had to get stitches. I kind of get mad at the first family for having a dog like that, because that tells me something about how they've managed that dog. Maybe not treated it badly, but they didn't manage that dog's behavior. What's your reaction to that, Steve?
Not every dog is the same. And to have a dog at a fairly young age, I mean, the White House is somewhere, I've never been there, but I believe there are people that come in and out all the time.
Yeah.
New and different people all the time. Even the Secret Service people that work there regularly rotate. So there's always a changeover, and you never know from a dog's perspective around what's around the next corner. Did they introduce the dog to such a large place the proper way? Probably not. But I don't know that. So they did the proper thing. First of all, from what I understand, those numbers of bites are way exaggerated. And at times, the Secret Service, I'm not going to say anything bad about the Secret Service, I'd be in trouble. But they were playing with the dog that didn't. And it really wasn't the bites so much as, okay, the dog did. So how many bites actually happened?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
but one would be, and some also reported in different news reports, different ways, politics is involved. One bite is too many. And what the Bidens ultimately did is the right thing. They removed the dog from that situation that is difficult for that particular dog named Commander. And they said, all right, you go to Delaware. Things are more stable there. They're far more quiet there. And
right.
We'll get you some help. And they did. They brought in expert help. And the dog, I don't know if the dog is, quote, better now, but better able to deal with such a situation. And they're not bringing the dog back to the White House.
Right, and removed from that environment. I'm out of time. We're watching this weather right now, too, Steve. But if you have a dog who is a biter, that's the way I'm describing it, then take it to the veterinarian. At least that's a reasonable place to start. That's really helpful. I hope you get a chance to talk more about this, but I sure appreciate your help today, Steve.
Happy to talk to you. Thank you, John.
Certified Animal Behavior Consultant Steve Dale. He's the host of our Pet World on Sundays. You also hear Steve Dale's Other World, where he talks like that. And that's on Sundays as well.